This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
You're back, Race Wars, baby.
Oh my god, yeah, that song lasts me one pretzel rod.
You and your pretzels. I haven't
avoid starch.
Haven't eaten the pretzels the whole time we've been doing the show, and now I ate like five of them today.
Well, because you know what? Of all the shitty feedback that we'll get sometimes yeah. They'll just be a legit...
Like, stop chewing pretzels in the fucking mic.
Sometimes it'll be a perfectly legit criticism.
You love your bread dicks.
And I still curse them out. But so yeah, I try to get the breadstick, try to get my breadsticks out of the way.
You eat like a runaway.
Yeah.
We got Hot Tums in the house and Nato Green.
Nato
Green.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Nato's from San Francisco.
Yeah. He was, we talked about it. He's from San Fran.
He's right for Kamau Bell Show.
Kamau Bell Show.
And he has a little, his a little abortion video.
What?
Raised some hackles.
Wait, what's the abortion video?
It's
Am
called,
I in it?
Just
Nobody
tell
has more abortions than I have.
Just
so.
Tell Sherrod the title.
I made it last week called Comedians in Cars Getting Abortions.
Oh, that's great.
And,
that works.
And Fox News is real mad at me.
You know why? Because not enough women of color were in it.
Now I'm mad at you. You can't hire black girl actors?
No, they were mad. Like, you know, they were, it was days in my Twitters. And
really?
It actually, my family in Chicago, there was a... Above the Fold, Chicago Tribune, color photo, you know, the NARAL's horrifying new comedy act about me being...
Well, that's the other part of the thing, because I started... Because you sent me those links, I looked it up. It's for NARAL, like, right?
NARAL sponsored it.
Okay, yeah.
So that's how you got... But first of all...
And this is a video right now playing.
With a Toyota ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like, did Toyota sponsor it? Did Seinfeld agree to this?
Yeah, did you Toyota sponsor it?
Do you know,
it?
No. I'll tell you what made...
No,
dude,
it's just a goof.
Because I did a parody on this too for my new show, but I didn't try to show the cars emblems.
No, wait, that's a joke, right? That it's the cars, the Toyota, and whatever. No, here's what... I'll tell you how they're mad, because the title's a good title, like immediately, where you're like, oh, it's pretty funny.
It works,
so,
definitely.
But what happens is it's NARAL, which is an abortion. So there's automatically someone's like,
right.
What is NARAL doing? And then, you know.
Why is NARAL making jokes is really what they're mad about.
Oh, so NARAL, what? They pay for it?
It's for NARAL. They're the, what do they stand for?
It's NARAL Pro-Choice America.
I was talking
America.
To Tommy. Tommy, what? No, go ahead.
NARAL Pro-Choice America is the big, like, pro-choice lobbying advocacy organization.
Okay.
That tries to elect pro-choice candidates and pass pro-choice laws and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And so they give us a little bit of money to make the video and then released it on their social media. And
all hell broke loose.
And then all hell broke loose.
Yeah, that organization making jokes is already weird thing. It's a weird...
Well, you know what's funny about it, dude? It's like, okay, if it's legal, there's this weird thing where, like, the ideal, I guess, of people is like, all right, fine, you could get an abortion, but, like, be, like, you know...
Quiet about it.
And kind of sad about it. Like a cop that uses his gun in service. Like,
yeah, they don't want you to feel empowered by it.
At least pretend you're sad. So you got... So that's what the... But it's legal, so it's like, why would you have to feel a crushing guilt for a legal thing? You know, that was the old, Hillary used to say it.
They wanted it to be safe. They were like, what happened to the NARAL position that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare? And it was like, well, fuck you. We just want to get abortions.
Yeah, when people go abortion on demand, I'm like, how should abortion be? Like, should it not be on demand? Like... Should it be like, you tell me when to get one? Get
well,
one?
It is good that he's picking girls up and taking them there because you can't drive back by yourself after that. You need somebody responsible to come get you. I know, because I have to sit in the lobby and watch Father the Bride 9 times in a row. Because that's the movies they play in there that make you feel guilty in a
that's
lobby.
That's an old wives' tale, Sherrod.
That's not a wives' tale. I've been there.
That's from horseback riding days, which back then was the abortion. See, not sponsored by NARAL. Market.
I was psyched about it because one of the people who hated me said that I was a C-list comedian, which felt like a step up for me.
That is
yeah.
Good luck at you.
I mean,
so,
yeah,
now,
I don't
bro.
Like how he's getting ahead of me with one fucking abortion
nice.
Thing.
I know.
You're going to be opening for Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know what, dude? It just helps if people are mad about anything. Because the thing is so lame is, like, they're not mad. As soon as it's a political thing, they're like...
Yeah.
It's NARAL. What's our position? This disgusting. Like, abortion is legal. I think there's more disgusting things if you think that way than you making a video of that you don't care about how they care.
Well, yeah, I mean, this happens to me all the time. Is like people think, people who vehemently disagree with me politically think that my comedy is bad. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, they're like, why would you make jokes about abortion? And then they go into like nitpicking technical things about like, well, you jokes. Said that it's 32 hours
that's
to wait.
Not the joke,
and it's
right.
actually 37 hours to,
oh,
you know what I mean?
No.
And I'm like, that's, you're arguing with the idea of comedy.
Well, there's something, yeah, no, it's true. But there's something like, there is something disconcerting of with the NARAL banner at the end. It's like, well, you know what it is? It's like being a booker and a comedian.
Yeah. It's right? Like, yeah. You don't do
you're
either
getting,
one,
like,
both.
Like half the shit that you know what I mean? But these are more popular now, I think, because we had those at Schumer, those Everytown people came in.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, they're so not even gun control that they're like, first of all, stop saying the words gun control. Like, their thing is like the most reasonable shit that, like, they won't give an inch on. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Like, maybe just like a crazy person can't have it. Like, what? my so like it's like that kind of shit. And
yeah, crazy don't make you un-American.
I didn't want to talk to them because I like shooting guns, and I'm like, so what is it? I'm gonna hear some fucking big city liberal who and then we're gonna do something with their fucking thing, you know, that all these people want. And then their shit was not even, it wasn't even remotely objectionable. It was like shit that I thought was already a law that is not, because of that the crazy wing, I guess, took over the NRA a long time ago.
Long time.
But they had an ad, like, it was like that with Rachel Dratch, where it was like, you know, maybe people shouldn't bring their guns to restaurants and whatever.
Well, I mean, like, one of the things that a lot of the advocacy groups are talking about is how people are so, like, exhausted by political messaging that they feel like humor is the only way to cut through the noise.
And welcome to my new show,
dude,
Black and White, a premiere next Wednesday on A&E, 10:30 p.m.
Are you reading the poster of the Black and White?
You're a walking poster for my new show.
That's the thing, it is. It's just none, and there's not one group on this planet that seems to understand that, yes, you're right, but don't put your fucking name on it at the end. Like,
yeah, just make it random.
PNC Art Center.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, buy it. Say brought to you by, and don't put your fucking name, because it does
propaganda.
Something.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, the stamp, because that's a great fucking premise. I mean, it's a great thing. The stamp. But this isn't.
It makes
damaging.
It political.
Look,
it makes it political
the
with the
stamp.
The
fact that they're mad, it's going to do even better.
Right.
Yeah.
If it had just been me that I made a video and I put it out, nobody, it would be like, some comic made a video.
But
right.
But like, couldn't NARAL like link to it, or, you know, give you fun, you know, fun, do like a super pack?
Right. Yeah.
And
secret,
like,
money.
Because it just holds, if it's not attached to this thing where it's like the Statue of Liberty and like this is a noble thing.
Yeah.
You fucking around about abortion is just funny and also helps the cause.
Right.
Right. There's a thing with
it. Might as well said Hillary 2016 on it.
I'm just saying, I get how they got the weird thing because it's attached to that. But, you know, who's. This is why I never understand about these fucking people. They're fucking mad that. When they talk about Make America Great Again, they're like, remember back when America was great again and these kids didn't have health care? We're going right back to that. And you know, you can just get covered. Well, what's the thing you're mad about? I don't even understand. So
I talked to one of them.
Yeah,
I went to the California Republican Convention.
Bragger,
bragging. I want you to tell me. This is just the reason I'm saying it. These are people, like, they're all outraged about this shit. They don't give a fuck about the kids. What, like, when is that question going to be solved of how you magically stop giving a shit once you save them from the vagina barrier? Now then it's like, fuck it, I don't know, whatever. Put them in a cult. I don't care. But you're right.
They don't care about the big ones.
You could put your kids in FLDS when they're alive, but you can't abort the fucking eraser size fucking fetus when it's 3 weeks in. That's murder. But you have the right. Like, I don't. So that they don't even have a leg to stand on with that. But what did the guy say to you about the not giving a shit?
About Make America Great Again? What does it mean? So I said he was holding a sign, and I said, okay, when was America great before? And he said, not in my lifetime. And I said, okay, fine. So
when does he say?
When in American history was America great before? And he said, I really can't think of it. So I said, so, but really your slogan is
make America great again
just for the
great?
First time. And he said, yes.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, no, again's a thing for you to project your fucking hopes and dreams on. That's what, again,
it's separatist.
You know.
That's how it feels to me.
Well, if you're separatist, it can be separatist. If you're mad about the healthcare thing, some people are like, dude, we didn't have all this socialism.
Yeah.
And but I had the same thing about
everyone
Obama.
Can get a bronze plan now. Not
hot
on
Tim.
My 25
cents. Be quiet, Hot Tim.
Oh, Hot Tim. So, and this is why Hot Tim's here, because Hot Tim's Egyptian. What color was Cleopatra? This is why we... No, I was hoping you'd say what I want to hear, but you look, unfortunately, tanner than ever, so I'm afraid you're going Sharon's
way. Let them know.
She was white.
What?
What, okay. What color are you?
What do you mean?
Because that's how you know.
What?
I
said she wasn't Elizabeth Taylor.
You said black.
Oh, definitely
I said not white.
You said black.
No, I said not white.
Well, Hatem's not white.
Well, Hatem's just as black as me.
Yeah, that's obviously. That's what I was getting
Hatem's
at.
Hatem's black?
Is Hatem black?
Yes.
All right. That's,
yes.
We got to the fucking Hatem, end of the point.
Hatem is black.
What color did the police
I don't see Hatem and say, hey, look at that not black dude. Black.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter because when America's great again, neither of you will be here.
I ain't going to motherfucking
America's
place.
Great. Yeah, nobody wants to. What are these people with like race war shit? Like, even racists don't want to have an actual race war.
Nobody's warring people, shit.
If you can't do nobody's it on Twitter, leaving. Ain't nobody want, nobody wants to
Let's
do it.
Let's get to an important question. No, what's abortions like in the Middle East? Hatem?
Listen, abortion.
Is it legal there?
Of course.
But in the case of rape, incest, or Jew?
No. It's a choice of the men. That's
the I'm flying out tonight.
Tim is pro-choice.
So only men get to choose?
Listen, we believe
they're fiercely pro-choice.
They have, the right, they That's have amazing. The right to make a choice, but it's the man's choice. That's it.
So over there is the man's choice, really?
No, there's no abortion there.
There's no abortion there?
I'm kidding.
It is abortion there, nigga, but is it illegal?
Don't call me nigga.
Okay. We just had this conversation two
Not
minutes ago.
You said we're black. That doesn't where, give you
like,
the right.
Where do you, like, where's your back? Your
where,
back alley?
Listen to me. Focus. Focus, you son of a bitch. People are getting abortions in the Middle East.
Of course
in
they
a,
are.
In
not
Egypt,
enough,
and,
but they're
not,
doing it.
Not, yeah. But
so what is it? Underground?
Yeah, underground abortion.
And it's dirty?
Kinda, it's kinda literally like Fight underground.
Club. Fight Club abortion.
Is it like a fucking old school fucking hanger in the twat type of shit?
Hanger?
We didn't need anything.
Do women have rights over there, nigga?
Of course they do.
And so they can't get an abortion? No.
No.
But legally, they get an illegal one?
No, illegal one.
And
yes.
Is it still safe, the illegal abortions they got, they're forced to get?
Well, define safe. You're talking about the Middle East.
Listen, do you think there's anything?
Man,
I don't know.
Over
I
mean,
who? Somebody said. I don't remember who said this. I think it was Bill Maher saying something someone else said. But is do
Bill
you
Maher
think this
doesn't
is true?
Know shit.
Well, it's not his thing. But do you think this is true? The saying like if men had babies, if babies came out of men, then we wouldn't even have this conversation at all. Like,
what do you mean?
Be like, of course I'd get an abortion if I want.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it would be like that? Or would they just be called women, I guess? And we're back to square one. Depending on your Jim Gaffigan seahorse joke interpretation.
I think, you know, we'll still get a portion, you know.
Dude, I'm like, again, this is funny, like, I just want it to be legal so you don't fucking kill yourself, but, like, I'm like, again, like, I had an ex that got an abortion. I begged her to have the kid, right? Begged her to.
Are you ready to be a father?
No.
No. I had a talk.
Even society would take care of that damn baby.
No, you know what? I probably would be a much more mature, better person now.
Maybe, yeah. That's.
But not as happy. And
I think the kid would be dead by now. But
no, well, you know what? It was a bad relationship. So that would be the shittiness of the kid. Like, I can't imagine not taking care of a kid that was mine. But the relationship was crazy, like, to have that link on top of where you can't even make a break from a thing where someone's gonna
like,
probably get murdered.
Yeah, would be like the little girl's parents in a professional
but
the
dude,
movie
when she first found she was pregnant. I gotta say that was the best we ever got along. She must have, they must have been pumping like baby, you know,
her hormones.
Yeah, must have been pumping like, finally we've done it, got
and
a bit,
she,
you know?
She got it aborted on the upswing of the hormones, because it gives a dark side to that pregnancy too, my brother.
Oh, is that how it works?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, it's a dark side to that.
Well, I talked to my dad, and I talked to Big J, who is my dad. No, I talked to him. but they were both like, it's so funny how that Homer Simpson thing is like, baby just happened. You know, like, Jay's like, well, you end up taking care of it. Because Jay, you know, he supports his kid. And I remember when it happened, I was like, oh, that's a big pain in the ass. So then I went, and she was like, no, like, we'll try again, but let's not the time to do it. So she was smart and didn't
she
do it.
She was the more mature one. She was your sugar mommy,
I should
too.
Hope so.
She was paying the bills.
10 years older than me.
You wanted it.
She was making more money than you. You like, let's have a baby. You look like a ghetto girl.
She should be the mature one. But then, it's like that commercial with, like, I can't imagine if I had an abortion. Like, I can't imagine if we didn't get that abortion. I can't imagine my life.
Well, that's the thing. It's not an option in the Middle East. We don't want abortion.
What do you mean you don't want it? What, is no human beings
well,
over there?
No, it's a population thing. But in Egypt, you're doing. I knew that was like in. You know,
it comes down to the individual, though. It ain't like society. You can't say, hey, society over there don't want it. Yeah, I'm sure a handful of girls do.
Population is like a weapon. Like, you know, that's why all these people are worried. All these like racist types are like, there's not enough white babies.
That's why Germany, you know, they let in so many immigrants because they didn't have the, like, the working class would be down to goddamn 10% of the population in a couple years.
Do you know about that? Like the countries that are like their birth rate sucks now. Like Russia, I heard was like in like a dangerous thing. Where they were like,
Tommy, you know something about that? I see you.
Oh, I think Italy too.
Italy,
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So there's a lot of immigration there now.
All these white countries don't know how to fucking work.
They should import some Bayonne, New Jersey. So
I don't know. I mean, people talk about that with Israel all the time. That like how if there was a single state, then the Jews would be displaced because the Palestinians reproduce more. But on some level, it's like what that boils down to is that Jews don't like fucking each other as much as Palestinians.
Oh, coming inside each other. Everybody likes fucking. They just know how to pull out.
Right? It's propaganda.
It's literally your choices that you get in life. And when people have the luxury of not having to have a fucking kid and like women are like, maybe I want to do something different, then people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Last summer I was in Cuba where there hasn't been religion or advertising for 50 years and they have a universal healthcare system and there is abortion on demand. And people don't trip about it. People get abortions as part of their lives.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like getting a boil removed. You know, it's no big deal. There's no drama about it.
Yeah.
And it seems kind of cool.
Like, all this time, it seems that I'm Cuban because that's how I approach it. Who knew? I should have played baseball.
Well, look, the Catholic Church, they're pro-life shit. They're real big on a welfare state for that. Like, they've at least got a consistency with their fucking thing.
Absolutely.
And these people don't. There's just no consistency. It's like it's not nothing to do with you give a shit about any fucking babies. What it is you're mad that people can fuck when you're in like a thing where you're supposed to like, it's like, I'm following the rules about fuck, which by the way, they're not following, but I'm pretending to follow the fuck rules and you're just going to do what you want. Yeah. Oh shit. Is that true?
Yeah. Philly girl's calling in right now.
Wow. That's why I brought up Reddit. The only person who's never got one negative thing on Reddit, as far as I can tell. Philly girl.
How much time do you spend on Reddit that you can go through everybody's?
I spend no time. It was told to me secondhand.
Okay.
By Karen, because I wouldn't look at a fucking Reddit.
Ugh.
Yeah, she told me secondhand.
Ugh. All right, let's pull up. Is yours on the line? Philly girl, you there? Okay. Here we go.
Hey, kids, get in the house. Philly girl's calling on the phone.
Yeah.
Hard to handle. Playing to the candle.
Do you know that? Are you a fan of all Philly-based music, Philly girl?
Like Temple University's Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall.
Yeah.
John Oates.
John Oates.
Jay, who announced you on there, he told me about being at a hockey game and seeing Hall and Oates, and they started playing some of their new stuff, and the crowd was like throwing batteries out. Okay?
Nobody really wants to hit a new music.
And then Daryl goes, okay. And they just went like, what's that fucking song? He just went into Maneater. He just cut out of the song. You won't come out tonight.
Mid-song, he switched up.
Yeah, and the whole crowd went,
wow. I know. I told you guys, I feel like you brought that up last time, and I told you a story about how my dad was like the leader of some of the volunteers down when Pope Francis was down at the art museum.
What is that?
And Pope Francis started talking about like, we shouldn't, you know, really be so mad at gays or whatever, and everyone's like, do your old stuff.
I hate his fruity new shit.
Do your old stuff.
What does that entail, by the way, being a volunteer?
Shit.
Is it like, how similar is it to volunteering for Joe Pa, let's say?
Volunteering for Joe Pa?
Yeah, well, you're Philly. That's a little more. city than
I'm telling Penn State transcends all the different 67 counties of Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that.
There's a Penn State everywhere. Penn State, he was in the central Pennsylvania. If you took a map of Pennsylvania and folded it in half and then folded it the other way in half, like state colleges, like the middle.
Yeah.
Put I'm not saying in... I ever did that. I'm not saying I ever did that because I ain't no weirdo.
Right.
But I do know people who have done that with maps, and I don't think you should disrespect maps like that, but whatever.
What did you ask me?
I was asking you about...
You went off on a tangent right then. You folded maps?
I have a real respect for the American cartographer.
Have you been watching any of this Republican convention there on your journey, on your peace and love journey?
Did you pick your vote? I don't remember. You might have said who you were voting for, what you were thinking, but I don't remember.
No, you asked me who I was voting for, and I said I can't tell you or it won't come true.
That's right, you did.
That is true.
And that is how it works. That's why you know Trump's going to win.
That's how it works.
That's because everybody denies voting for Trump. That's how you know he's going to win. They can't tell you or Trump won't come true.
I've been paying a little bit of attention to what's happening over in Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah? How do you feel about Cleveland? Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I made it through Cleveland.
I made it through.
I don't know much.
Like it's Vietnam.
You don't think there's what?
I don't know much about it, but I do know I enjoyed Hot in Cleveland on TV Land.
Okay, it's like, that's fair. Benny White's like, on this.
I like Pennsylvania, but could it be a little more fatter and a little more people with glasses?
And I'm not seeing as many stains on shirts as I want to see. Oh, Cleveland is the place.
Cleveland's that's where I was born.
Where is it? Yes, where are you?
Yeah, in Cleveland.
That explains so much.
Why?
That explains so fucking much.
Why am I fat and I have a stain?
Is that you know,
you're a stainy fat.
It really does. You know they say the heart of rock and roll is in Cleveland.
Yeah, they lie.
I've never heard that from anyone.
And from what I've seen, I believe it.
Yeah, I believe him.
The news. So I guess the news says it.
You definitely got a dash of Cleveland in you, Kurt.
Oh, man. My mom, she just says cat.
Was she born? Your mother was born there?
Where am I dead?
Holy shit. So you're really a Clevelandite, a Clevelander.
I guess, but I moved. It feels very landlocked.
It's still in your bloodstream. Cleveland. It's still there, money.
No, my mom didn't. She wouldn't feed me like
did you cry?
Shit people eat. She showed me like carob and shit.
Did you cry hysterically when LeBron won the championship and didn't know why?
I cried because everyone was talking about it and I couldn't be part of it because I don't know about basket times. What's it called?
I cried about that just because I was like, I really want this for Drew Carey.
You care about people.
I knew. I was like, I bet you that Drew Carey is really happy right now. And for some reason, I was like, I really care about this. It's been an interesting, I bet it's hard to be in Cleveland law enforcement right now just because they've had a crazy month, but
yeah, all the jubilation and now all the fucking heartbreak.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster.
Let's see.
How's your journey going? That's what the fans want to know.
Look at that poster on Fox.
America deserves better than Hillary.
Yes, obviously we do, but all there is Trump now.
Yeah, so we're not going to,
Yeah, we
how's your journey there, Philly girl? How's it going?
Yeah, you were on a
that's what I'm curious
personal
about.
Journey.
He's all there. Who am I talking to?
All of us, because this is something that affects everyone.
You got the room.
Does. Yeah.
No, who's it? No, who like is in the room?
Okay.
With
Hot Tim. You remember Hot Tim?
Hi.
Yes.
Hey, what's going
on? Egyptian man, Nato Green, who's a comic that just made an abortion video that him and his sick friends get off on laughing.
Something we can all relate to.
Our national murder mills.
I didn't. The video was really good. I just didn't expect to see so many dead fetuses in it.
Yeah.
I just thought those would be funny.
And, well, and they were.
I expected
it was
to see
product
more.
Placement for fetus composting.
I never thought you could wear fetus as a scarf.
Or was it like pro-abortion or anti-abortion?
A little of both. No, I don't.
It was pro-choice.
It was
comedians riding in cars getting abortions.
Gotcha. Sorry. I should have said that. I shouldn't have said pro-abortion. I should have said for a choice. That's my bit. Semantics are important.
I think
to me.
I think what upset them is that it still had Seinfeld in it. it really throws people off.
It's a lost episode.
What would happen if in comedians get in cars with whatever that is, if they hit a person while they were driving?
That'd be great.
You think they would stop? I don't think they would stop. They're not supposed to learn a lesson.
Well, if they already got the coffee, you know.
I mean, Jerry probably just keep driving.
Yeah?
Why would he stop? He's a fucking billionaire.
Do you think that it's possible he goes out, you know, like Ben Franklin was rumored to do in his luxury car running over hobos in the night? I don't know if you've heard those rumors.
No.
Illuminati? Anything? Do you believe in the Illuminati, Philly girl?
Do I believe in the Illuminati?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't tell you. If I tell you, it won't come true.
Oh, Philly girl. When are you coming back to visit us in person? That's the question.
I believe in the Philluminati. You know what I'm saying? Like Philadelphia luminaries, we call them the Philluminati.
Okay. How many luminaries in Philadelphia?
I say
you're... Keith Robinson?
Well, yeah. I say you're the Philly fanatic. The real Philly fanatic is Philly girl. What? Now, you didn't see Ghostbusters yet, Philly girl?
I did not see Ghostbusters yet.
Because I don't see any reason not to review it. Because that's how it's. That's how you do
now. Now, you do know about the controversy with Milo and Leslie Jones and all that, right?
Him, I do.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
He's banned for life like from Twitter?
What yeah, I don't care. Fine. I don't care about that, dude.
You're not a huge.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough.
Something else. Find something else to do, man.
Yeah. He's got a lot of free time now.
I really do want to have him call in. It's just so fascinating to me, these guys that are like, because every other word out of their mouth is fag at me.
And
well,
you?
No, it's cuck, but sometimes a fag.
Okay.
Cuck is what.
Wait, what did you just say?
The new word for fag is cuck.
Fag is cuck, right.
Okay. I don't know if you know that.
There's like a cuckold? Like, yes. Like a Shakespearean, exactly. Like.
Yeah, yeah, no, yes. that's how I thought of it.
As yeah, Philly like girl a would.
But no,
Philly girl knows.
But no, it's not that. It's like basically you're anybody's not like alt right, like yeah. or if you were to say as I do right for Amy Schumer, that's an example. Or I didn't back Trump, and someone accused me of cucking for Hillary. Hillary.
Yeah, you were cucking for Hillary for a few months now. That's what I saw some of those.
Yeah, which. I mean, like I said, we deserve better, but you look at what you've got as the alternative. So fucking, so that's the new word. And then also, they hate anything like, you know, all that gay marriage and shit, they're against that. Most of them.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys...
Now, Milo's not...
But that's the weird shit. These guys that are like the guys that I see in their links...
Right.
...are like a gay guy. Do you know these people? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know all these conservatives.
They're not conservatives, dude. It's alt-right. It's the people online. It's the SJWs.
That's conservative. I'm sorry, but it's conservative to have that opinion. It's like conservative in the sense of like...
Khaki, you don't understand.
Not progress.
You don't understand how creepy it is.
What is alt-right?
All right. Well, going literally backwards
is
what they're saying. Conservatives, exactly. I said this before. Conservatives, you could be black. You put on a pair of khakis and talk like Urkel, they'll accept you.
Yeah.
They'll run you for president.
Yeah.
They don't want you being black. See? The alt-right wants
There's
you to
a lot of shades of black.
They want you in a separate zone, and they want it to be called such. Okay? It's real different. Like, they're not even, there's no, like, they want interracial, and the immigration fear, I didn't understand until I read more.
Conservatives are not really.
Conservatives are not that. But
the real fucking guys are
Yeah, see, the William F. Buckley type.
But people don't know the difference between those two groups because they seem like one group.
Well, now they're breaking away because those types just now realized that the guys that they were letting be in charge didn't think all those things.
Yeah.
And now that Trump is here, like, well, maybe he thinks what I think. And that's their big hope. It's not even so much like the Nazis are like, he will be emperor, God Emperor of Dune. Yeah, but the other people are like, well, he's the only one who's like saying something kind of shitty about They're mad because people want when the politicians won't talk shitty enough about immigrants. Like that's the upset.
Yeah,
they're like, "How dare you call it a Dream Act? You should call it the Gonna Grow Up and Fuck My Daughter Act."
It sounds to me like it's just like two separate classrooms in a kindergarten.
Yeah,
well,
it's like, are you?
It turns out with a very.
Are you in the morning class or the afternoon class? Like either way, like you all need nap time. Shut the fuck up and grow up.
But imagine it with that's a strange gay teacher that lets anything go.
This convention, I'm telling you, this clip from this convention looks just like, holy shit.
Well, Erin's going to call in because what she's at this convention, by the way.
Yeah, Erin's there. What'd you pictures. Say? Erin's there
Erin,
right now.
Do you know Erin from the news?
Oh, yeah, Erin's calling in from the convention. I saw Melania's talk. Did you already talk about it?
No. What did you
what
say?
Did say?
Melania
Trump.
Oh, Melania. Yeah. Melania,
I, yes. I don't know if you noticed, I got a little bit of a different way of speaking.
What? No,
yeah, now, what do you think about the whole speech controversy with her? Are they saying that she stole from a Michelle Obama speech?
Is that what she stole it from?
Yeah.
Was she like, yeah. Broccoli? Everyone, broccoli.
She said it was really a privilege to raise two black girls. You thieving bitch.
Yeah. Parallel thing.
Yeah, but I just saw the news that it came out. Well, yeah. I guess Philly Girl doesn't normally follow the news, but in this piece, let's say Philly Girl follows.
Well, you've had a long
news,
journey.
Right?
You've
yes, let's say that, and let's see if you, yes.
Listens to some podcast or something, but that a speechwriter for her came out and took responsibility for it and said that she did, in fact, accidentally take some words from Michelle Obama.
And she tried to resign this speechwriter, but they refused her resignation.
It's also not clear that the speechwriter exists.
Yeah, whoever saw her physically.
Wow.
The speechwriter does exist. Well, I mean, I believe that she exists, but my question is, she's a 65-year-old woman, so why are they letting her do anything in the Trump campaign?
Is, for real? He had a 65-year-old woman? The whole thing
yeah,
I thought
my
was
thing.
His
here's
same,
my
yeah.
take on it. Yeah. Here's my take on it is, she's a 65-year-old woman. She went and she said, "Mr. Trump, this is my fault. You have to accept my resignation." But she's a 65-year-old woman, so Trump did not even see her walk into his office and talk to him. So that's why he's in there.
He said, "I don't do deals with ghosts."
When was the last time Trump had to see old tits?
He thought it was a ghost. Ghost, go get me somebody hot.
Is this a dead person?
Like,
what is this?
Yeah, he's like, did someone leave a window open?
Who is this? Who is this thing that looks like me?
Yeah, everybody been talking about Melania.
Yeah,
like this.
There's Hot Tub. He's back.
Yeah, I'm back. I was sorry. Yeah. I was taking a nap. But yeah. Like all of a sudden, everybody understands her now.
Oh,
like,
Melania?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't understand shit before.
Oh, like what she was talking. You couldn't understand her language.
And now everybody's like, oh, I understand what she said. And she's like,
yeah, we understand it because we heard it before.
Look at that fat guy dancing around. They have lost their goddamn minds.
Let fat people dance. Why you gotta call him out? It's a whole room full of people dancing.
Dude, he looks like the kind, like he's excited about he's seeing episode 8.
Yeah, early. He was jumping around like a fool. This is like cult shit.
But
this is
yeah,
all
no,
like
right.
culty.
Because who would go?
Scary nonsense.
Other than a journalist who's getting fucked up. Like the people that know, and then the people. It's like any fucking festival you go to, right?
I would have went. I would have went and taped some shit for my show if he could have
like,
worked it in the schedule.
What's, like, if you make fun of Comic-Con, like, what would be Saturday? Oh, I see.
Yeah, like, this is much convention. Worse than Comic-Con. As
they,
far as, like...
They're still wearing costumes
as far
and shit.
As people you would never hang out with.
Yeah, there's only one superhero, and it's a George Washington costume.
Why would you... Ugh. Like, look at these people. This is like a... Like, if you looked into the teacher's lounge... Of the biggest teacher's lounge ever. And they were all drunk and high.
It says Trump digs coal. There's a guy holding up a coal sign.
It's like lobbyists galore in here. This nigga got a coal sign up. Like he's at a Yankee game.
I'm just watching these people dance. Like, is there anyone at home watching this footage of these like fat people who look like a honey baked ham dancing and being like, yeah, I want
to
be these people.
To me,
these
don't
people
even
look like my leaders.
No, but
it's a Philadelphia wedding.
In fair, well, let me ask you this because I don't really watch these conventions because it's like it does seem tedious as fuck. Like,
no, your vocabulary gets smaller.
But I'll watch the Democratic convention. Now, do they at least, do like you know, actors and shit show up so they have slightly hotter crowds?
No, actors come here, too. They both got,
yeah,
they
come
both
here,
got actors.
No, this one has, like, they have Scott Baio.
Yeah.
You got Anthony, Scott Baio.
Anthony
got,
Sabato
Jr.
They
got Lisa Turtle, though.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner. She said it was harder to come out as a transgender than it was to come out as a Republican.
Yeah.
It probably was.
That's what she said.
Because she's got to hang out with other
people. What do they cut off of you to become a Republican?
It's not that. She's got a soul. You see on the have you seen the show where she's like she had found like new friends? They're like, go be with your kind now, Caitlin. And she has like new transgender friends.
Oh yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So that's why it's hard to come out.
And her friends hate her. By the way, her friends be like this: you're embarrassing transgender women because you say all this dumb shit and all this Republican shit, and they all against everything we do.
Well,
so they call her out on her own show.
She's by far not the worst
offender. Tommy, back me up in this.
I like Caitlyn Jenner. Someone's got to say it.
Hey, Tommy, how's it going?
Hey, Philly girl, what's up?
I miss you, Tommy.
Miss you, too. How's your journey?
It's going good. I'm eating, I'm praying, I'm thinking, I'm living, I'm loving, I'm laughing, I'm sometimes waking. you know how it is.
Where are you right now? Did I miss that?
Yeah, where are you?
No. Guess what? As usual, the conversation turned from me and my kids.
Yeah, where are you living?
I'm currently in Eureka, California.
For what? Why?
I'm working as a fry cook at a lunch buffet.
Oh, that's nice. That's work is work, you know.
I'm getting to the bottom
work
of things.
Work is work. What's it's it all great. About? I'm learning a lot about Buddhism.
Where she is.
Oh, there's a lot of weed where you are, by the way. Philly girl, do you indulge?
Where? Behind me? Can you see me?
in Eureka, is that's weed country. That weed is the major crop of that region.
Philly girl,
are you being a dirt?
Excuse me?
Are you being a dirt?
I'm not being a dirt. Philly girl does not partake in
dirtness?
Things such of that nature.
Just alcohol?
Things. Philly girl don't want to lose control. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to be in control. I do have to get back to work, but
we love you though, Philly girl.
Yeah.
I love you guys too. You're such a beautiful part of my life.
Yeah.
I guess my biggest issue in this presidential campaign and like who I'm voting for and, you know, all the stuff is gonna come down to who wants to invest the most amount of money in our most beloved national institution,
mm-hmm.
the Postal Service.
Okay.
Right. Oh.
Because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you love mail?
You know what?
What?
I love mail. And I think that people disregard the post office, the postal workers, the people who receive mail, me and you.
Yeah.
And I just want someone who's going to, like, think about investing in it and maybe building it and maybe putting in more mailboxes.
Make the mail great again. That's what you're trying to say.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say is basically it all comes back to I'm trying to get a mailbox on my corner and no one's listening to me. My city council person says, stop coming around here.
Yeah.
It's my uncle, too, which is exceptionally fucked up. So I'm trying to take it to the highest levels of government.
What's your uncle's name?
Excuse me?
Philly man.
What's your uncle's name?
No, Philly man's my father's name.
Oh.
We call him Uncle Piss Pot, but it's Councilman Nick something. So that's what I'm looking at. That's where my head is when I'm thinking about elections and talking about it. And I'm a huge supporter of Black Lives Matter.
Good.
So I'm thinking about, you know, who's worried about that and whatnot.
What? I didn't know you were a woke Philly girl.
So you ain't got to be woke to just care about black people.
I don't know. I mean, I've set the alarm, people, but it's hard.
Black people woke me all the time. Constantly get woke by black people when they're fighting out by my house.
Well, shout.
But I don't think that.
If you see them fighting, shout at them that their lives matter.
Yeah, I'm like, your life matters. Get them up, please go back home.
Who can argue with that? All right, Philly girl.
Thanks, Philly girl, for calling in. We love you. We'll miss you.
It was so good talking to you. I'll try to call in again soon, but, you know, time zones and whatnot.
Yes.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Now Aaron's at the Republican convention.
Yeah,
right,
so we're going to go straight to the phone call? Jesus Christ. Who's producing this fucking show? Let's do it.
Well, she's on hold.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter, it's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
Oh.
There we go. Erin,
hey
is that you? There
What's
we go.
What's happening down there? What are they doing?
Hey,
what are you doing?
You. I miss you guys.
Yes, we miss you too.
Well, right now,
I feel like a phone operator right now.
Right now, I'm standing outside of the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland.
Okay.
Because it's super loud inside right now because there is a Neil Diamond cover band playing loudly.
We see everybody dancing on Fox News right now. So that's what's happening.
They're praying.
They're praying now.
Neil Diamond.
I think it's called like Super Diamond or something. Extremely, whatever.
Do you think there's some weird thing where like the real Neil Diamond fucking probably is like, don't use my music? That's how. You know,
I'm
like,
sure. A lot of people have been pulling their music off of the Trump rallies. Yeah. Mm. Aaron, what have you seen there? Yeah. Talk to us. We got you on the phone.
So I got there. I got here a couple days ago, and it was pretty chill. Like I know a lot of people thought it was going to be a real shit show.
Right.
It's been pretty chill. A little tacky. A little like. Disorganized, but there's like a ton of media here. There always is. There's a lot of like weird Trump merch, but nothing was like, oh, this feels a little dangerous.
Can you give me something? Bring back some trinkets for me and Kurt.
But see, you know, I don't want that.
You want a trinket, Kurt?
Yes.
Yeah, but something.
I want something trinkety.
Yeah.
I'll get you guys something. You can get buttons that say like,
yes,
hot chick for Hillary, which I think would be perfect for you, Kurt.
Yeah.
Not hot chick for Hillary. Hot chick for Trump. Hot chick for Trump.
Mm-hmm. It's hot chicks for Trump.
For
oh yeah, don't.
Yeah, hot chicks for Trump. And then there's Hillary for prison. That's one that I'm seeing a lot. And I also
not to prison for prison. I get it. Okay.
For prison, yeah. And but it's like it's designed to look like a campaign shirt. So it's clever. You see?
Yeah,
it's
I like
not
it.
As good as it could be. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people are wearing that shirt. Then there's also they call her like the bitch a lot. There's a lot of shirts that say like, "Don't elect the bitch. Get the bitch out."
Wow.
A little aggressive.
But Bernie Sanders has dropped out. Why would they still?
Yeah, I know. It's weird that party has a problem with women. I don't understand it.
Wow.
But,
well, do you think those, don't you think those women there are like probably, like I would guess a right-wing woman wrote that and they're eating it up if you're a Republican woman. Like they fucking don't like her.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of reasons to not like Hillary Clinton, but it just seems like a lot of the kind of like bootleg sideshow merch here is focused specifically on the fact that she's a woman and they don't like her.
Wow.
Well, she's really a murderer. Yeah. They murdered her.
Yeah. Well, they definitely don't like her.
The land deal.
Yeah.
You would think that it'd be less stuff with like attacking her womanhood, though. That seems.
Yeah, I know. That's so basic. Weird. It's so boring.
Dude,
today it sort of started getting a little real. So I'm like, there's these little lounges that you can go to, and I was at there's like a Twitter lounge, and it's outside of the area. It's like in an unsecured area. And I was sitting there, and I see a friend of mine, and he was like, oh, hey, we're going to the protest area. Apparently they're going to burn a flag in like 5 minutes.
So, what?
Yeah.
Scheduling anarchy.
Sounds five like minutes, we're all burning flags.
That sounds like
wear whatever you got, wear what you want.
That sounds like Inherent Vice, where the guy's job was to fake do things to like make them look good. Like
it's like working for a morning radio show
to burn an American flag.
You gotta put bras on all the statues. Right. What?
What is that? What is the message of doing that?
The big
make sure you vote for Trump and don't skip it because see what happens.
Yeah, it was like I think it was an anarchist group that did it, And so anyway, like, you know, everybody knew that it was going to happen, and there's so much media here that it was like a complete clusterfuck. The area was just totally swamped with people with cameras, and then, like, a fight broke out. I couldn't get super close.
Wait, physical nervous. Fight?
So it was
physical fight.
There was, like, some shoving happening.
Boring-ass conservative fight.
I was hoping the
whack-ass fucking shoving fight.
Someone just got tangled in their flag.
Motherfuckers shoved that more than that on a subway just trying to get to work in New York City. I want to see somebody getting hauled off on and then beaten with the part of a sword off on.
It wasn't blood or anything, but another thing Lewis that knows. Is important
be a Trump
to know
slogan.
To get a sense of, another thing is important to know get a sense of how things are here. There are cops everywhere from all over the country. They came in. It's like a...
not guarding it, they're just there.
Not working, just there to...
It's so weird. They're like the gangs in The Warriors.
Yeah.
Like they run with they all have their different individual uniforms, and they walk in like packs of five or six together in their matching uniforms.
So like, hi to Reno 911 sheriffs.
So wait, they wearing their uniforms out there?
Yeah, they're wearing their uniforms. They're walking around together, and they're just kind of looking at everything in an extremely coply fashion. you know? Just like looking like we're making sure everything's in check. But it's just constant. There's so many of them.
Oh, my God.
So they're like volunteering. So it's like a volunteering situation.
No, this happened to me before where like... Where I've been to protests where like they want more cops than that town has,
right?
And so then they have agreements where other jurisdictions send in cops, but there's not necessarily any training, so like or like central chain of command, and so like it ends up being total chaos because like the Cincinnati cops don't know how to work with the fucking Cleveland cops or the Toledo cops,
right?
Or and so, and they don't know each other, and so it's just these random groups of dudes in different uniforms.
Fucking mercenaries!
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Mercenaries walking around.
I was at one where they tried to round up the protesters in the pens, and then the cops ended up in pens, and we were like, you're doing it wrong!
Oh, that's too funny. They built the wall around themselves.
Wow.
So this shoving thing starts. There's a ton of media clustered around it, and the cops aren't just all on foot. Like, there are brigades of them on horses and shit. So then, like, once the shoving starts, the media crowds all around it, and suddenly, I'm standing there, I'm trying to stand back enough that it's like I can get out of the way if something goes wrong, because it just seems like things are about to turn south.
Yeah.
And suddenly, my friend, like, grabs me and kind of pulls me out of the way. There's, like, horses running up.
Grabs you. That's a good part. Okay.
Yeah, wow. the horses are like running up, and people are sort of scattering, and the crowd just kind of was like getting out of control. And like I saw one guy getting arrested, but then there was like a Black Lives Matter protest that sort of piggybacked on it, that was like happening at the same time, and that was super like it got really rough. Like the media is crowding around trying to see what's going on. The cops are crowding around trying to make sure that nobody's being like unruly.
Right.
And then like there was some super there I saw a woman and a man who were like Trump supporters who they had like swag on, and they were the woman yelling at this Black Lives Matter protester, calling him like a fucking faggot.
Oh,
and,
wow. Was he a gay?
Was it D-Ray?
She was calling him a fucking faggot in the middle of the street.
Yeah, in the middle of the street. And, like, and then she was like, I don't know if she was unhinged. I think she must have been. But she was sort of like, you suck my dick. I've gotten more dick in my life than you'll ever get. Like, it was very weird.
And,
I like her now.
that's such a great way to attack
a gay man. That's the weirdest challenge.
Tom, you'll never get more dick than me.
I got my own dick.
Good for her.
I came with dick. Well, I hope those cops
You stay safe down there. That's the number one concern.
It was crazy. I'll show you a video when I'm back.
What's the bar life like, though? What's going on after hours when everybody's drinking together and finger blasting each other? What's going on with that? Now let us in.
That's the scoop.
You know Aaron's out there. She's gonna run across some cute fucking white ring fucking conservative long dick. She already giggling. Who is he? Chad? Is the nigga named Chad?
Who is it this time?
Republican.
Who put their hands on you?
No, so like it tends to be like the media just sticks together and just goes to media parties and hangs out.
That's the best parties when you got these things.
Well, I went to the BuzzFeed party last night, which was like really fun. It was on a rooftop. I saw like Chris from The Bachelor.
You gotta go to a network party though, because they got the blow. You want to go to the NBCs, the Foxes?
I think Vocative gives her blow.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's a good company.
They finally coming up in the ranks.
One of those internet things. Those internet companies have everything.
Media always got drugs. I learned that. The straighter the news, the stronger the shit.
I haven't seen any. I think like Adderall is like the hardest thing that I've seen.
Yeah.
Really? Are they snorting it? They're snorting them shit?
Just meth.
No.
I hope
I'm ingesting it like a classy woman.
No. No, I'm talking about other people though. Because people crush it. No, and just ingesting it.
Oh, just ingesting it? Oh, you think you're too good to
injecting,
snort?
Injecting, you know, with a needle, like a heroin addict.
Oh,
anyway,
shit.
She's lying.
No, the Sherlock Holmes way. That's classic.
She ain't solving no mysteries.
I hope those cops don't get confused and shoot Ben Carson. That's my only prayer.
What's the confusion? What part's the confusion?
Sir, I'm Ben Carson, please. Sir, get down.
So try to see if you can get somebody to give a race war shout out, like on your phone or something, we can use the audio.
Okay. I don't know if I'm standing outside and kind of removed from people right now.
Well, you're missing out on a lot of old people clapping.
Yeah, I am missing out.
It's less like people dancing at the RNC, and it's more like a ship sinking and everybody's just rocking. Rocking back and forth. It's like they're going into heavy fucking surf.
Yeah. Well, see, that's like
everybody
the.
Yeah. Seems a little bit bummed.
Look at that lady. Look at that.
Well, you got to dance.
It's like the whole building's moving. It's like, is she dancing or falling down a flight of stairs?
Oh, God. The Republican convention, the dancing is the best part of the whole.
I can watch it on dancing. Loop. Just on loop, I can watch that.
Yeah, that fucking your dad at a wedding dance that everyone does for the. Presumptive candidate.
Is that like Republican songs or like they dance to whatever?
No, they like they that's the songs. Thing. That's why these bands get all mad because they're always like, you know,
they say don't use my music. Some a lot of people said don't use my music, but I would say that for both sides. It's like fuck off.
If I would do it for, I'd have a nobody can use it or everybody can use it.
Yeah. No, I would just say nobody can use.
Well, what if somebody really good comes along, like a Trump?
You like another Obama? I let the girls use it. Obama's girls and Michelle and all of them.
Like, use whatever they need. Stunning library of music.
You know he does.
He's got an entire karaoke book of choices.
I tell you, every time they put a Hitler mustache on him, he looked like a cool jazz musician. It's like, you can't put a Hitler mustache on a black man and make him seem ominous. It's like, that, you know, he looks great. Like, I what time's the band coming back?
Even fucking Air Jordan could still sell socks with it, you know?
Yes. That dumb country ass mustache he had on.
Mustache is just, you know.
That's how I know
it doesn't look good on. It does not look good on white people, and anal bleaching does look good on black people. We can all agree.
It looks alright. Seen a couple bleach butts.
I think it looks crazy.
No, if the girl's real dark, it's gonna look crazy. It's like, why are you shitting sunshine?
You look like what's that guy? Stanley Crouch.
You're an animal.
Oh, well, you gotta Google him.
Why is Hatem talking so much on this episode?
Yeah, Hatem is quiet as hell.
I thought I could lay back and say shit because Hatem would be in here running his mouth about some Muslim topic.
He was just here to establish the Cleopatra fact, and that's it. All right, listen, keep your eye out and give us like dirt if like, you know, who got finger blasted is a good place to
it's
start.
It's a lot of sex happening there. I already know that from the door. I know the people there. I know who's there.
Yeah.
I know what drugs are there. I mean, I know what fucking is going on.
There is generally a sort of like vibe of extreme horniness.
Oh, it's, yes.
Because it's so weird here, and also media people are like very lonely and strange, and when they're all
they put
the
out.
Party,
here's what
like,
the media people do. They fuck.
They fuck like they fuck. It's like band camp. All these weird misshapen bodies fucking like there's no tomorrow.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Grandma's sister in there.
I would never. I'm a Catholic, and so I'm therefore a virgin. But no.
If you work in an industry, you get weird sexual attractions to people that, especially if they're good at your same job in the industry, and people you wouldn't have thought you ever wanted to fuck.
Oh, just like comedy. I had crushes on comedians from before I got into comedy. That is like people like that. Who you? Why you got a crush on her?
I'm telling you,
she's
right
the
now,
hottest to me.
Greta Van Susteren's talking to what's his name, Carl Rove, and she's sliding out of her chair. It's taken all of her Scientology to keep those juices back. If she wasn't clear.
I always had a thing for Paul Begala, who's like a Democratic strategist who's not attractive, objectively. But I just like have a thing for him. I don't know.
Yeah. You look like you'd be attracted to older, wiser dudes for no reason.
Who was the guy that played the monkey on Saturday Night Live?
Oh,
Chris Kattan. I only think of him as a Chris. I thought Chris Kattan made him up before I even started watching the news.
Oh my God!
All right, keep your eye out.
Well, I can tell you. I'll tell you guys some stuff like when I get back.
Yes, definitely. Like, take notes. Take pictures.
And, hey, sorry, I just ran into somebody that I know.
How are you?
Is this
fingering? Is that a finger?
This is a possible fingering. I can hear it. How are you? He's like, hey, what's up? My finger's right here.
Call that the Cleveland. How do you do?
Yeah. So anyway, I'll tell you guys more stuff. There's still two more nights.
All right.
3 hours last night and 2 hours the night before.
Nice. So, who was
Jesus, you must be sore as hell.
We'll talk to you soon, Aaron. Stay safe out there. You hear me?
What?
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And
she already in her mind. She fucking that dude who just said hi.
Terrifying story.
She already gone.
Aaron tells this just casually drops the most terrifying Chicago fucking story. Last episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, we're here with Nate O'Green. We got Hotsum in the house. Tommy's here.
That's right.
Tommy made it. Yep. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Race Wars.
Race Wars will be back after this.
A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and receive your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, this is Damian Lemon from In The Conversation.
And this is the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
And alongside with Vladimir Camaño, we present In The Conversation, the podcast.
Yeah.
If you like shit talk on a professional level, you're going to love In The Conversation.
That's right.
And you can find In The Conversation on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you go to listen to podcasts. Even if you listen through someone else's door. That's creepy, but we appreciate the support.
And we at ya.
Peace.
That was famous Kanye West. That was the topic of the controversy with Taylor Swift.
That's the one he said that bitch.
I mean, that bitch rich.
Yeah.
The whole controversy over there. Did you hear about that? Anybody? Yeah. I know Tommy did. Tommy, what do you hear?
They just explained it to me.
Well, it's all fake. None of it's real.
What do you mean none of it's real?
I think it's all orchestrated. The whole beef, Kim Kardashian putting out that video in response, defending Kanye.
You think that's all make-believe?
I think every single inch of it is orchestrated. I think it was all planned out. I think it's all PR.
Oh, like that?
Even Kim releasing the audio of Taylor?
Yeah, I really do.
I actually do.
I'm hearing like when they played the audio of the tape conversation that Taylor Swift had with Kanye and he had on a speakerphone that he read the lyrics to her, but he didn't read the lyric about "I made that bitch famous."
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like. Right, the dude.
I mean, that could also be true, but I don't put it past. They're all making money off of this.
Oh,
every
yeah.
single one of them is making money off of this. So why are we talking about it? We're just putting money in their pocket. It's all fake. None of it's real.
It's all fake.
That's not real.
Okay, I'll
take your word for it.
I mean, do you think it's real? I think what's interesting is like the poor little white girl. It's still playing out. She's still playing that card.
Yeah.
Of what?
Even though he did, he made her famous, right? So that's like,
I didn't know who she was before the whole thing happened.
Because you can't call a woman a bitch, et cetera, et cetera. No women are bitches.
I mean, you guys are doing just fine with it. So obviously it doesn't hurt you that much.
Well, I'm not going to say poor little white, like if she had, like I said, I think MTV wanted him to even do that shit that it refers to, obviously, because
jump up on stage.
Who wants to hear her fucking speech? But if she was like, I didn't appreciate that.
He was drunk though. He was saying he had a little too much Hennessy.
I don't think she's obligated to put up with every drunken
on the red carpet. We saw him.
You know what?
He probably has a little bit of an alcohol problem because like it's not the first time that he's been drunk at an event and acted crazy.
Yeah,
but that's like he has a point also.
Maybe it's only a problem when he ain't got alcohol.
Yeah, maybe, or when Taylor Swift wrongfully wins a Moon Man
over Beyonce of all people.
He was right. Everything he said, nothing he said in that was
nobody
wrong.
Questioned that.
Oh, no,
please,
no.
With your dedication but to it's Beyonce. Like,
what are you going to do? It's the MTV Awards.
That was one of the best videos of all time. You can't argue with that.
But here's the thing.
There would be a good prize for that video.
You can't go
to one way ticket back to Africa. Make America great.
She's from Houston, a really wealthy part of it, actually.
Yeah.
Back to
It's big money in Houston.
Yeah, there is.
Big money. It's got that rocket money, nigga. Y'all forget that all the rockets in America's down it.
Oil. It's oil.
Oil and rockets.
Oil, yeah, there
Don't
is.
Don't sleep on a rocket.
I saw Terms of Endearment.
Oh, not the team, like the rocket.
No, not
like
the team.
Shuttles.
No, NASA. Like actual NASA. Rocket. NASA. Sweet. Military.
Sweet.
Anything with a rocket on it.
My military.
Yeah.
Yeah. All our finest Germans, we say German Nazi scientists went
there.
Yeah,
they go straight there because they're like big booties and
they
big
learned
rockets.
A lot, though. They had a lot to work with.
Yeah. It's like we couldn't get into space. We're like, but how much air pressure does it take to kill a Jew? Oh, now we can go to the moon. Now Hot Tim comes alive.
I know.
No.
Hot Tim woke out of a
I'm sorry,
out of the Jew. Odin sleep.
Oh no. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what's walking around outside.
The mummy.
There's big booties around here, man.
I missed that. So guys, what about the Turkish coup? What do you think about it?
What do you think?
Good. Tell called me because I know about it. He told me, so what do you think? So like Erdogan's like for 1 hour they overthrew him. So
and he was doing a press conference on FaceTime.
Yeah that was crazy.
Wait, what? Now what's the whole story? Break it down for our listeners.
Erdogan, do you know who Erdogan is?
Yeah, I was college roommates with him. I know him. Snorer.
He was like, he's become more of a religious cuckoo, I guess. And he's mm-hmm. also building a giant palace.
Yeah. My Turkish friends say that it's like if Trump was president for 13 years.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
But he did
what
do
a fucking utopia.
But if Trump like he but if Trump was like really more into the Bible, how much worse that instead of calling it 2 Corinthians, he knew it, what to call it, like that bad.
But the thing is, he is good. He's just crazy.
Well,
what he did for the country is amazing.
Well, that's the thing.
What
in the beginning,
do?
Everyone liked
crazy.
Him.
Yeah.
Right. So how did it get crazier and crazier?
more power. You want more power.
Is that just what it is? More power?
He was the prime minister. And then after two terms, he's like, okay, guys, this is democracy. I'm not going to be the prime minister anymore. I'm going to be the president.
So he created a president position, or was it always a president position?
No, there was presidential president, but he was like two terms of prime minister and then two terms as a president, you know, and just keep going.
So he gets changed office.
This guy's genius, I got to tell him. Like, but economically, like he did miracles for Turkey, you know.
Well, why can't the Turkey gum people stop him? What is a constitution made out of? Pita bread?
I mean, there's 50% that support him and 50% don't support him, you know. But he was right. He did the FaceTime interview, the first one, which was hilarious, you know. But what do you think of it?
Here's
is that somebody's phone?
Yeah, whose phone is that?
It's not me.
Is it cable?
Yeah, like K-Bar, you know when K-Bar is in it.
It's like a Mr. Rogers character.
He comes in.
I want you to play that trolley music whenever K-Bar.
And his phone ring is set.
Doodle, 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 doodle.
His phone ring is set on principal's office. Nigga, what ring is that? Principal Coleman's office.
Here's why this is near and dear. Because A, I'm mistaken for Turkish relentlessly.
Oh, yeah. I can
random,
see that.
Random bodegas. Yeah. The guy just goes, you are Turkish, yeah? Yeah.
With that's those brows, you're not Turkish.
He was not Turkish. He was just like, I haven't seen a Turk in many years. And then,
do you get any free stuff for him?
I get free dirty looks from Armenians.
This Ottoman-ass nigga.
I have to have a disclaimer. So then... But when the riots were happening
in
Turkey against him,
because
he cracks down hard. He cracks down and making fun of him and shit. They're a secular country that he's turning into, you know, a Hatim dream world shithole.
Yeah. Where only one man's in judge.
My hair on a woman is a sin.
They just closed down a satirical magazine there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was for making fun of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon, everybody in the country going to have the same haircut he has. And this is one of those situations.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what
we
Trump
all get
wants
the same
anyway?
Hairs? The great leader.
He's gonna be. Yeah. It's like that palace. That's the thing. Like,
how much?
Imagine
cost?
You can't make fun of a guy building a ridiculous palace, and he told you. Like if a president was just like, in the Bible it says the president gets like a really big palace.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to do it.
I am the president.
It's in the Bible. I am a mere servant of the Bible.
I mean, a lot of people wanted this coup to work, but it didn't.
So the coup, they tried to do a coup against them, and it failed.
But they were dumb. Who, first of all, who does a coup at 9 p.m.?
9 p.m. coup?
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to do it like a straight war with everybody's drunk.
First of all, the turkey in Turkey, why do they wear their jeans so tight? Let's address that first.
Okay.
You can't overthrow the government.
It's a European influence. It's a very secular
country.
They
got tighter jeans than in fucking Paris.
Well, when
those tightest pants I've ever seen on men.
I know, but that's how they're going to Europe. Then when I went when I was in London, I'm doing all black shows, and they're all like, we need to get you tight to pants, mate. All these black people. Pants are never the right tightness for black people.
Because Americans, we wear stuff ill-fitting.
We don't nail it when
it comes to tailoring.
They have
we
a
don't.
Philosophy called That's hug right. every possible muscle in your ass. And they have a fucking... When Eddie Murphy was like... Remember Eddie Murphy's I Hate Gays routine with his leather pants?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Stop looking at my ass, gays. Well, stop making it look so delicious, nigga.
Look at my ass. And then this son of a bitch puts on tight red leather pants.
Red leather pants.
That draw the eye to his muscular
He's a queer
ass.
Guy, though.
He's what?
I think
he was deal. No, he is. He's
I think
queer.
He is, yeah.
He's 100% queer.
You know what? No, just based
what
on
do you
this.
Mean 100%?
Do you know
he was
on?
Caught driving with that woman.
Yeah,
that
I was just
woman.
Not caught. I gave him rides all the time.
Yeah, you did.
I
on your dick,
caught.
Just like he did. I mean,
he wanted to see if she make
he's
sure she
was
safe.
He's probably the bottom, though, Eddie Murphy. He seems bottomy.
He wanted to make sure she was safe and... He wanted to see what her feet look like. Yeah. It's not.
It's not.
No, you know what I thought kind of took it is because Charlie Murphy tells stories on the Chappelle Show extra features, and he would say how Eddie, if a girl had like her toenail was weird, he'd like get her out of here.
Remember, I said that's the gayest thing I've ever heard of any dude. If you like this girl, you got one bad toenail, and I can't fuck with you. It's like, just say you're a gay dude.
Like, there's no way you're straight.
Why are you trying to destroy this girl's feelings just because you can't say you gay?
That's what it is. I my dick won't go up. Your toe's gross.
If you have a certain pinky toe, I don't fuck with you. But she's Miss America.
Like, if you need perfection on a female, that it's just gay because you're like any excuse not to fuck you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're now exhausting all the reasons you have to not fuck them.
Yeah.
That's why in LA, all these women look like some. some gay nightmare of plastic surgery. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm snatching out tampons and swinging them around. Nothing can stop me.
Was it?
Yeah, nothing stopping
was me. It, I have a question. Was it like? Was it only the toes? Like, because you like be totally like maimed and stuff, like head to ankle, but then had fucked up toes. If she had good toes, he was okay.
Or no, like, I think no, you just couldn't have anything.
He needed perfection.
Yeah. He needs perfection. And if you need that, there's other guys, there's people who need that. They're called like fashion designers. Uh-huh. And then the idea of perfection is something that is very close to a man.
You're ruining my fall line.
Why don't you look like a thin man? I can't work with this. Remember the controversial, the girl, it was some photographer, and it's some actress, but it was his cologne. She just had it in front of her pussy, like, she had her legs open. And
it was whose cologne?
I don't know, but and it would look shaped like a pineapple. And it was some singer. It wasn't like a Taylor Swift, because she won't do that. It was like a Miley Cyrus type.
A Miley Cyrus.
And she's holding this. This person was younger. I remember when she did it. And it was some like famous. It was this big controversy. And I'm like, guys, like, do you not get that he's gay and he does not understand why?
Yeah,
upset?
He don't know. He don't.
He's like, what? I just put some cologne in front of a stinky old pussy. I did him a favor. Everybody's all outraged, like it's perverted. I promise you, he didn't have an ounce of sexual thought in his head.
Yeah, but it's borderline misogynistic. The same with Eddie Murphy. Some gay guys.
I would
like,
say it's over the top if it's like, take this giant perfume. Yeah. And block
Eddie Murphy.
Well, that's funny. That shows he has a sense of humor, hopefully.
Dude, I loved it. That's amazing. I could use more of that, and where the girls have to put their head in a drawer. I don't know. Whatever fashion-y weirdo. That was the other one. I just remember seeing all these like fashion things. And
then
like,
some girl had a hand in a drawer?
Yeah, and it's just like, it was like somebody mad about it. I'm like, this is like the people, they're like, what? I love Hitler. Like, they don't know about shit. They're fashion people.
Yeah, well, it can be like artful, like Alexander McQueen. He used to do that shit, but it was amazing. It was like art. Look up his runway shows.
Then he ran into some trouble with the Jews, though.
You're right about that.
Then he ran into some trouble with the Jews.
No, that's the other guy.
Oh, the other queen?
Oh, no, you're talking about John Galliano.
Galliano.
Yeah, it was John Galliano. Yes.
But who's the other guy with the high collar and his whole, like, he's a German guy.
Karl Lagerfeld.
Dr. Strange.
The old dude. He probably did. But he's like, he has. The Blacklist. What's his name? Blackwell. I can't remember.
Oh, and then there's that guy. Yeah, you're supposed to call him uncle that they all. Terry something.
Oh, Terry Richardson. He's a creep. The photographer.
I always thought he was the guy that founded American Apparel.
Oh, no,
he's my favorite.
He's
a creep,
but he's
dude.
No longer associated. I forget
his name.
Yeah,
they sold the company, right?
They ousted him.
I love the runaway, nigga. I love niggas who've got a house full of runaways.
But, you know, like, he did do some interesting shit for, like, immigrant awareness. Like, he talked about using immigrant labor.
He also legalized gay.
But he was a pig. And he was a pig. And he legalized gay.
Remember, he's like, legalized gay.
I'm not into banning things, but I think we should burn those shirts.
Why? Because they don't make an
like
ounce of sense?
Made by a straight guy. I don't want to get too political on this.
Oh, of course, it's made by a straight guy. You don't want a straight guy making gay dollars?
Yes, exactly.
That's fucked up.
Keep that shit.
I mean, he even had plentiful copies of Butt magazine.
That's him right there?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, that is definitely
him. Wait, was it called Butt? What was the magazine that Heaven American?
I like that dude.
They probably sold Butt there. I mean, Butt's a magazine.
He looked like a Jewish Hatem.
I don't really shop there. I don't think Ari Shaffir fits well.
Holy shit, it's Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir founded. I just realized Ari's vibe.
And his name is Dove.
Dove Charney.
He acts like Dove.
Yeah.
If Ari,
These girls are fucking scantily clad.
Wow, Ari and Dove Davidoff.
Yeah.
A combination of both of them.
Wow.
That makes sense now. That makes sense. So many things are coming clear in this
show. What do you think about Turkey? Are you like, did you like Erdogan? Do you know all these countries' politics, and how do you keep up with them? Like,
it's black and white, you know? Like,
that's the name of my show. We premiere next Wednesday, 10:30 on A&E, Black and White. Make sure you check it out. Go ahead, Kato.
Do you have an Erdogan segment?
First of all, we changed the name of the show, Sherrod.
Dude, random people. Oh, and the riots. That's
it's Black and Hatem.
I forgot that. And during those
black
riots.
And Hatem. Huh?
Black and Hatem.
That's what I told him last time in the show.
That's our title, Black and Hatem.
Just going to show up in the middle of the show.
But when the riots were happening against him, I was getting random Facebooks from Turkish people, like, puts this out. And it was pictures of, like, somebody getting, like, beat. Yeah. Or, like, somebody who just ran. And I don't know if they looked at me and thought I was Turkish. Or they just saw
that you were Turkish.
They were just throwing out things. I'm like, all right, dude, I don't know what you. So I posted it. I don't know what to do. But
were people getting the shit beat out of them during this?
Yeah, I have friends that go there a lot, and they down in Austin, and Nisa and Jordan, their names are there, and they fucking hang out. They would go to Turkey all the time, so they were like telling me it was getting more and more.
There's some people who believe, like Erdogan has benefited from the coup. Like, he's been consolidating power.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And like, there's doing a purge. So they've like they're closing universities today. This afternoon, they said it's going to be 3 months of a state of emergency. Mm-hmm. And they fired the dean of every college in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, so like 9,000 people have been arrested.
Now
9,000?
Yeah. Now they're saying that he planned the coup. They saying
there's
that
like
he planned it,
I think, immediately.
It's about as effective as burning a flag at the Republican convention.
It ended up being like 200 people killed.
200 people killed, 9,000 arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just like rounding up everybody. You know, today in his press conference, he said, we're going to extinguish this virus or something like that that's afflicting our country. So he's
What's
just going
the virus?
Out.
The
My guy, friends virus were people- last year in Istanbul, and they had water cannons trained on them.
Your friend did what?
Oh, my friend went to Pride, not to make it about gay people, but
no, but it's a good topic
it
for there.
So this was Pride in
wasn't
Istanbul,
2015.
Cool?
So a year and change.
Okay,
June of 2015.
Uh-huh. What happened?
So I mean, the government was already. I mean, it's been oppressive. It's not like this is new.
Right,
it's some nerve by the
so
way.
So how was this them. Pride? How was this? Was it like a big thing in
Istanbul? Istanbul Pride was like a thing in the Middle East.
Right,
it was one of the few prides. It was like Istanbul Pride, Tel Aviv Pride.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What about parts of like Lebanon, probably, right? Like Beirut?
I mean, Beirut, I know, has had a sort of underground, from what I understand.
That's the France of the...
Yeah. The Paris of the Middle East,
yeah, the Paris of the Middle East,
yeah.
It
but
used to be.
With
it was
also being
it was
ruined by Muslims, you mean?
I hear it's a beautiful place, but and it I hear that the gay gorgeous. Scene is interesting, but it's all underground and it's I think it moves,
right?
It moves. But so anyway, so it's I mean it's not like this is new. What's happening in Turkey? It's just it came to a boil.
Mm. I mean, Istanbul Pride. It just doesn't. I don't know. What? It's very brave to go there for a bride.
I'm telling you, that's what I was fascinated
with.
People
got to die in order for
like
gay people to live.
Yeah, it's like,
we always have
I
to
wouldn't
die
try that.
Because
you will take. So you go to a bride. You take the kill the Jews train.
Yeah, take.
You switch.
I want to see you take your costume from the New York Pride Parade to there.
Yeah, is it as festive as the New York Pride Parade? That's a good question.
I don't know. I haven't been.
Are they just wearing like suits?
I think my friend went last
year.
And my American friend, my white American friend.
Okay.
I think Dove Charney's the gayest you can look there. Openly.
It's brutal.
What were you saying we went to break, dude, about when you were, that somebody chained up the
top? At the Black Lives Matter protest today.
Where's that?
What happened?
Where is this?
I was telling about the all over the country, the Black Lives Matter folks have been chaining themselves to the entrances of police union offices.
Right. Oh, police
union—not
the
precincts.
They're not targeting precincts. They're targeting the union because they're trying to say that like the police unions are protecting the killer cops and resisting reforms to have greater oversight and accountability.
They are,
which they are.
Yeah.
And you know who fights to keep marijuana illegal? Like the police union. when they're like, why don't we just legalize this? Because it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
It's the liquor, all pharmaceuticals.
And
that's
then,
who pays to keep it illegal.
Keep it illegal.
The prison system,
yeah.
The policeman union, and I'm forgetting the last one. But it's another one where you're like, hey, come on, our money, you're fucking our livelihood up here if we can't destroy your life. For
wow.
Weeks, fucking cunts. Yeah, I thought you meant the police precinct where I was going to say that's dumb, but the union, fuck them, do it.
So they're like, I mean, I've been just scrolling through their pictures of people protesting at police union headquarters here in New York, Oakland, Detroit, Illinois, like all over the country. They had this plan to do simultaneous protests at police union offices.
That's
great.
The shit where you should do. Like, that's what you should
maybe
target.
Maybe
this
will start some
that's
real conversation.
Target.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not my brunch. do you mind? I'm having brunch.
You don't like the spontaneous social fucking awareness when you're eating?
When I've last time I got up for brunch, but I've never wished any good on people who did.
Did you say the thing that was going around on Facebook the other day about how Black Lives Matter is polling better now than like the civil rights movement was in 1964.
That's so funny you say that. Fox News just had up polling numbers that said that that Black Lives Matter, 38% of the country, I think, thinks that it's doing worse. And like a very small percentage, I didn't see how many think the country's doing better.
Right.
But Fox News is skewing it.
Exactly. Except that those numbers are better than Martin Luther King was getting.
I believe you know why? I'm sure.
Martin Luther King didn't have Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. Well, sure. Not just that, dude.
Stupid Martin Luther King, all, not knowing the Facebook.
It's
stupid.
The fucking 60s when people were certainly more openly racist, right? And it was certainly closer to segregation than we are now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like now, it's ridiculous because we're supposed to not. It's a problem by now, you know? So it's like extra ridiculous. Back then it was like, oh, you want blacks to vote? You're a communist. It's like because communists support this, they're all communists now. And that's how they would fucking. So that worked. Like Americans were like, oh, I don't like him. He's a commie. And then when I was a kid, there was this thing where they were like, remember it was in Arizona, they didn't want to have Martin Luther King Day? It was in the 90s.
Yeah, definitely.
And I remember
by the time
class,
I get to Arizona, the Public Enemy song is about that.
Yeah.
We were in my class, and this one kid's like, why does it even matter? They have, I don't know if he was saying there's no black people there. Why is it, like, why should they even, like, and it was clearly like, because we were young. So it was clearly like something his dad had said.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it was like, but you still got it in for Martin Luther King. And that's old, same with weed, old, we hate hippie shit.
Yeah.
A commie, nebulous thing, they're linking to him, right?
Yeah. And
plus being racist.
The same way they're trying to put the Lucy cigarettes on ISIS.
Well, that was like, that's hysterical. But hold on, I want to talk about that. But so then fucking, then all of a sudden, next thing I knew, years later, what's his name, is like, we're going to have a Martin Luther King rally against Obama. You know,
Glenn Beck.
Yeah, like, now, what you all love, would Martin Luther King want Obama to say that looked like his son, maybe?
Right. Well, like, here this week,
at
the Republican convention, the NRA is saying that they're the country's oldest civil rights organization.
Well, they don't really
they're up there.
Come out for the black gun owners much.
No. It's just like, things change, though.
Well,
like,
I will say this, that thing, and I said it to people because it made me laugh, but it turns out it's not true, that the Second Amendment was just for like slave catcher, like that was the focus of it, but that's not.
Second Amendment was for Red Dawn. It was for like if we get invaded,
right?
Yeah, nice.
You
Red
need
Dawn.
To be able to shoot back,
right?
But now
Red Dawn pretty much lets you know why we need it,
right?
But the real question is, why did we need a Red Dawn 2? We already got the message in one.
I'll tell you why we need a 3 is because they had to change it from China to North Korea.
They have an Australian version of it too. Like Australians got like they got invaded.
Oh,
and the
really?
Kids had to fight back. Yeah.
Who did they get invaded by?
I forget. I think it's China.
Because you
think it's
find
China.
A country that everyone will be on board with that they're bad. And so North Korea is the last one we got where it's not like, it's racist to even say that they might be fucking animals. So now we could just do North Korea.
No,
they would do this.
It'll be, I mean, they have to go to like, you know, some weird like Illuminati cult or like the Russian mafia or something that nobody's going to get offended by.
Oh, a rich genius, you know, wealthy. Yeah. Nobody gets like, why do the rich guys got to be the bad guys in James Bond? Nobody does that.
How many, because you're with like San Francisco, I imagine. I mean, you have kids now, NATO, but I imagine you're still around some
raising kids in San Francisco.
Just some
how Asian are they?
They speak Spanish fluently.
There you
they
go.
Probably
that's
speak,
Asian enough.
Whatever they speak in Dubai, I imagine. So, did like how many like you know inside job 9/11?
Oh, that's the flag that getting burned that she was.
Are you that? You're not one of them, are you? I don't know if we talked about this hot time. Are you a 9/11's inside job guy, or is that were we joking about it and I'm forgetting?
No, are you serious?
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember bringing it up. But how many of that do you know of, like, it was a Illuminati or whatever thing?
Almost none.
No.
I know the, like, chickens coming home to roost. Like, this is blowback from U.S. foreign policy. Like, if you bomb people, they're going to bomb you back.
Well, that's not nearly as crazy. I mean, that's kind of true. You just shouldn't say it.
But not like,
you know. They don't get to tell us we're wrong, Al-Qaeda.
Right.
Yeah, no, we know we did fucked up shit. It's not up to you, you worst piece of shit, come tell us.
We're going
to
bomb you.
You're going
to
check us.
You don't get to bomb us back. That's how the world works.
Fucking Santa rapist is going to tell us. Unbelievable, the nerve. That's the galling thing. We know we're fucked up. Fucking ISIS. Where do you get the nerve?
Where do you get the cojones?
You got a lot of sand to come at us like that.
I mean, obviously, ISIS now with what they did in Saudi Arabia. I mean,
what do they do? I don't know. I have not been.
How come you guys don't know this? These
Netflix,
things?
My friend.
Well, did Taylor Swift get hurt over there? Well, we would know. I mean, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, they had three suicide bombing in Saudi Arabia, and they tried to blow up the Prophet Muhammad's grave.
I think, in fairness, though, that was just miserable 12-year-old girls married to and they stopped an old mom.
Yeah.
They stopped the dudes?
They stopped
the dudes. Before they blew the shop.
Before they do it.
Why? Yeah. What was their reason? Did they say, there's why we're doing this?
No, but I mean, obviously, they're against, you know, they're terrorists, even against us.
Yeah, you can't make reason for
I think it's just going to be a matter of time before black people in the United States ask ISIS for protection.
I mean, I called them a couple times, but nobody called back.
I mean, they're not that cool.
They only use Snapchat.
Erdogan, actually, because those are Turks. It's Turks in Turkey. But this is the problem. They push that stupid Wahhabi shit, and this is like how Fox and all the Republicans helped make Trump happen.
Yeah.
These assholes push that ignorant shit. Yeah. Not Fox you. Might not be, upper class Hatem, who's going to go home in a rocket car. You ever just bump into Hatem somewhere in a advanced James Bond car?
Yes, like, for no reason.
What do you do for a living?
He's like international espionage.
Because he sells fucking the part of a PlayStation you can use to guide missiles. So so the same thing, Republicans. They that we're gonna tell the underclass is kind of shit they want to hear, and it won't get out of hand. And that's what happened. They grew this unbelievable, awful religion, and so now these people are like taking it seriously. When like the rich people, are like, you know, you're not supposed to like take it serious, right? It's just a thing,
yeah,
right.
And they don't realize people believe
it's too late. It's too late. But it's like
I don't know if you know the story. The last Islamic empire was the Turkish Empire.
Right.
And they took over. And then they lost everything.
Right.
So now they're like going with the West. But they really, what they want to do is take over the whole Middle East. That's why they're not together with the Middle East. That's why we hate them and they hate us. Right.
They want
to
be the one.
But they're trying to take over by, you know, helping ISIS and Muslim Brotherhood and all that.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird loss of like nationalism.
Wait,
yeah.
Turkey's helping ISIS?
Well, they were kind of, because the Kurds are a problem for Turkey.
ISIS really is the, you know, Syrian revolution. That's how it started. You know,
imagine pro wrestling, but with like even less believable storylines and worse costumes.
I mean, it's real brackish
it's
over
like
there.
A wrestling some with muddy nothing shit. But iron sheiks. I fuck you.
I fuck you.
But that's the thing. Like the nationalism part is the part supposed to make you. Because that's what's good about. Ataturk, the most recent Ataturk, but he was a ruler of Turkey that they all love.
Right.
And he made it separate church and state.
Yeah.
He said the thing that I always say about like why we shouldn't have God on the money if you believe in God.
Right.
Is not because we're embarrassed by God. It's God's embarrassed of America. So you don't want to blaspheme him by putting your fucking shitty, guilty country with his name.
Yeah.
Or on money you stick in somebody's twat.
And right in the twat. Right in the twat at a club. And God we trust. And I'm shoving up some young Puerto Rican. Oh.
So that's why you don't mix it. And that's what this guy's philosophy. And that's became the most modern of like Muslim places because he had this great idea and he was very religious. He was just like, I don't want to pollute. It'll make, first of all, my religion
dirty
look bad,
my God with this money.
But everybody else really doesn't believe their religion. That's why they do it. That's the Christians here too. They kind of don't believe it unless the government officially says this is the one. And then they go, see, both God and George Washington agree. But that's what they need. If they really believe it, they wouldn't give a fuck who was president because God will handle it.
Right.
But they don't.
I think the most fanatic part of the world, religious fanatic part of the world, is right here in the United States.
I guess if you don't measure it in terms of exploding, sure. No, if you imagine of anger at YouTube videos by NATO, then yes, we're a bit extreme.
Listen, we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, we just started.
NATO, you're a liberal.
We are a young country. We're a young country.
Where do you fit in all this talk?
I'm to the left of Fidel Castro, so...
Right. That's a lot of world.
Raul Castro?
Raul.
Fidel and Raul, yeah. Well, I'm to the left of both Castro brothers.
Well, what do you mean by that? Like, are you merely a socialist or are you a full-blown Stalin apologist commie?
No, I'm not. I'm not a Stalin apologist commie, but
because Stalin had to do what he did, right, okay.
In a lot of ways.
We gave him no choice.
Everybody had to do what he did.
I read Animal Farm. I know what the situation was.
You know, I just like I don't think. The thing that I think about with all of this stuff is that I keep thinking about that Kennedy line about those who make nonviolent revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Mm. That you know. whether it's Trump people or Brexit people or ISIS, if you don't make a nonviolent political process for people to resolve their shit and make their lives better, eventually that system is going to be unstable and people are going to start shooting each other.
Okay, but what if I have a larger concern that the true God will no longer bless us and protect us with his mighty force field? Now, I get it, yeah, but we also have to understand I have the one true religion that's the guiding post for all mankind. And
So for example,
there's only one book that's never been wrong.
There is, you know, I mean, it seems to me that part of the thing that's happening is that, like, you know, or on the left, in the communist world that I hang out in, part of the conversation is that because of globalization and shit and the WTO and whatever, that the governments are less able to make people's lives better in material ways. And so governments have no way to continue to exist except appealing to tribalism. And so, like,
yeah, but the ISIS shit, see, that tribalism maybe would have been better, because now or nationalist tribalism, I guess, as opposed to ISIS is, it's not, there's no nationalism, we're all Muslim, so
can
doesn't
you not
matter.
Point at me when you say ISIS?
Us. No, Hatem, I'm just pointing to our eyebrows. We're all Muslim. So that's what they do, like a transcendent, you know, like an evangelical would do, except even the evangelicals still are like, but we're America. they're like how Jehovah's Witnesses would look at it, like we're all Jehovah's Witnesses, but we didn't fight.
Right, but, you know, I mean, with ISIS and all that stuff, it's like, you know, I mean, have you seen those clips about the women fighting ISIS? Like women guerrillas killing ISIS?
Share them on Facebook.
They're the toughest women in
the
world.
Kurds, or who are they?
Just like random Syrian ladies who like we're gonna get some machine guns.
They got machine guns.
No, I'm a big supporter of we gotta be cool to the nice Muslims because we need them to help us kill like the problem ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's always been my policy.
And that's what I've been doing.
Be nice to the ones that are nice.
It's just the problem is they don't tell you which ones they are until after Rambo has given them his best knife.
They do have these billboards. These billboards in Chicago that they put up.
Oh, yeah,
Muslim to Muslim. Yeah. It's a Muslim dude did it. Muslim to Muslim. If you see something, say something. Save innocent lives.
I don't think the media. There's a real stupidity. It always would bug me too when people would be like, if Obama didn't say terror the right way.
Yeah.
Why didn't he say it in a more alienating way that makes me feel satisfied?
People are dumb.
When I'm at the bus. So that's what they're mad at him about. But, like, I get it. He's got to ask them for airspace so we can drone people. So what is he going to fucking, in the news, trash them? He's got to be play nice. But the fucking, what was I going to fucking say?
There you go.
We can't have, there's this thing where they go, oh, the media, this is like Dean. We got to get Dean in if he'll fucking not
Dean Obadala.
Yeah, because he's such a not even, like, Hatem, I'll listen to Hatem's thing, but Dean's just like some half-Italian dude.
But he's Muslim. What do you mean? So what?
His religion. He's like a Washington.
Muslim is his religion, not his blood.
But he's the kind of Muslim that you could have like in public office and shit. Like,
because he's a kissable Muslim? Because you find his face appealing?
Like, he's like, we can all get along. Fine. It's great that he's like that, but it's like, you know, we need like several billion more of that. So he's acting like it's all me. It's like, it's not all me.
Yeah.
There's a whole, like, Hatem's like, well, he doesn't think it's a conspiracy theory, but when you have people flat out like, no, it's Muslims didn't do it. The thing that puts the bad thing out there is not like the show 24. What puts the bad thoughts in people's head is just one bombing that was big enough, which, by the way, is probably why drones are harming us, our image, because it just takes one bombing and people just never forget it. Yeah. And they pin it on whoever you fucking look like that did that shit. Which is, by the way, what everybody does. You do it to cops or young black males. Or like, well, every time you see a thing with a black kid that got fucked up, how many, like, I get Facebooks. Okay, but you got these other kids. One set his teacher on fire. And, you know, they'll tell you that story.
It's like, that has any...
Was it this specific kid?
Yes.
No, but they're all a problem.
It's dumb.
So that's everybody's mentality. So that's the tribalism. And, what
and it's the same
nobody...
thing happens with police, too. It's just like I was talking to Mark DeMeo, who's a comedian. He was a cop for 20 years. And he, like, the shooting in Louisiana happened.
We should get him
and then
on
people would come
about.
To him and go, like, what's the deal with the shooting? He's like, I was a cop here. I have nothing in common with the cops in Louisiana. If anything, I don't know how they do their fucking job because they got a low budget. And a lot of these guys is in a car by themselves on patrol.
Well,
just like
what?
I wait, like, troopers.
You just reminded me of something. Tommy, could you tell all the gays that Beyonce is not that big a deal? Thanks. Okay. You just remind me.
I refuse to lie.
She's a big deal. He's right. But yeah, it's just weird how people, it's a lot of tribal fucking dumb thinking.
How much do you like, I love the people, you ever hear like the privilege list of, you know, it's like, I am not asked to speak for members of my group or race as like one of your privileges. And it's the people doing it, like, yes, they weren't asked, but they'll be glad to.
Well,
anyway, like, when no one wanted them to.
I do that, I mean, in my act, I always say, as the official spokesperson of all white people, and then, yeah, and then white people get mad at me.
You don't speak for me. Say that again.
In my stand up, I'll say something, and I'll say, well, as the official spokesperson of all white people, I think,
I didn't neglect you to that. What are you talking about?
People,
why are you like, fucking around?
Yeah, who let this fat Jew be our spokesperson?
Got an album title.
First of all, I don't know if you know, but you're what we call an echo, not a white person. Yeah. I'm brushing up on my alt-right terms. Do you ever see that?
Yeah.
An echo? It means
no.
A Jew?
Yeah.
They're really? Not conservatives. They're way...
Yeah.
It's like European far-right wing-ism.
Yeah. Yikes. Jews are not white people.
Yeah, you
not at all.
But, dude, because you see that shit, it's the bizarre reflection of the lefty identity shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
girl goes, or just when Caitlin does, as a young female comic, I blah blah blah. That
yeah,
thing
whenever
when
they
you
lead
announce,
off with your fucking what you are, it's like we are looking at
my
you.
Titles.
That's like social media talking because it's like I'm looking right in your face. You don't have to explain who
yeah,
you are.
But
you
I'm
don't gotta narrate
like,
who you are, Morgan Freeman.
That's you gotta be in your 20s to even think like that. That I'm gonna look at your thing first before. At a certain age, all I do is think about why you said a thing more than whatever you said. So
whenever
go,
somebody starts off
that?
With as I just wanted to end with the sound of my dick going in their mouth.
Do you know what I mean? Like. I'll just joke
as a
things. So things that like
I
that
know
maybe
people.
Should make me mad, I'll be like, I'll think, why would this guy have said something like this? And then I go, okay, that's why that's happening. Which I might be just from doing comedy, but I just imagine if you get old, don't you just do that? As opposed to getting hung up on those specific.
Caring.
No, because the other side of it is like, there is a thing of people
well, maybe
saying
it's a bad reason. I don't know, but
the other side of it is people think like I don't. You know, that's not my reality. Your reality is not my reality. So why should I listen to you? Like, how could your reality be true? Because it's not my reality.
Yeah.
And so then you say, well, as of this is my reality.
Well, that's a good point. That's a great point. But that's how I took it as because I certainly believe in privilege as a thing. Certainly, statistically, white people are going to get more of it. 100%. It's undeniable. But to say that, make a list of white privileges. Okay. First of all, you're not defining your reality, you're defining my, you're now lumping me in like, you know, my fucking life. And the list of, you know, the privilege list that started it all. Have you ever read the Peggy McIntosh list?
Sure.
It's just her fucking privileges. And so to make that universal and call, and a lot of things are privileges, but you're like, unless every white
though.
Gets it,
yeah.
It's not, it's not, you can't make it a white one. Now there's a lot of things that are unfair that are certainly in favor of white. So I'm not like denying fucking inequality or any of that shit. It's just the way of terming it where some smarmy little fucking college twat who went to a better school than me came up with that to tell me this because it's what they got in life. Well, I'm living in Washington Heights and I had to threaten to throw a junkie down the stairs yesterday.
I'm not a junkie. I'm your friend.
It's a yes and.
Oh shit!
I mean,
it's semantics on my part.
I will understand, and I believe in the idea of privilege and all that stuff. I actually, but I don't like
so do
but I don't like using it because I don't think it's useful. Because I feel like people who have privilege don't relate to that experience, so I don't feel like it moves.
It
moves a conversation forward. You know what I mean? Like white people
are
walking
around. That's an older person's thought. That's an older person's thought.
White people aren't walking around feeling privileged. So like if people aren't ready to have that conversation, I agree with you that it's, but I don't think the intent of the privilege conversation.
Wait, that's a great point that you said. It's people aren't walking around feeling privileged.
Yeah.
Now, that's a funny thing, which actually
so even though it's true that people aren't walking around feeling privileged, even that people have privilege and aren't walking around feeling it.
That
I don't feel like that's not how you open the conversation.
It's like I was saying.
I see what you're saying.
Like people aren't feeling privileged. That's a great point. It's like I was saying to Shroud the other day. White people aren't even getting what we're supposed to get. So what are you complaining about?
That's
if we're not
you,
getting
white
our
people.
Stuff.
Right. Say that's all these fucking Donald Trump, Make America Great Again people is they're mad that like my life sucks.
Yep.
So how can I be privileged?
Well, what's incredible is that What's her name?
Privilege is rights. That's how I look at it. It's just rights that everybody should have.
That's the thing. It's right.
It's like just them driving in and not getting pulled over by a fucking cop is a fucking right.
But why is that not
but a privilege that everybody should have?
I'm not counting that I didn't get shot by cops as a privilege.
But I think I also think
that's what I'm counting.
I mean, something like 85% of white people have no black friends. And so I feel like
now that is a privilege.
You know? Yeah. half the reason is because we don't want them as friends.
Right.
So,
but
don't put it just on them.
Go ahead.
Well, and so I just feel like people have no that because people don't have relationships, they have no like
that's true.
Like people have no idea of like I hope today's not the day that I go that I get shot for no reason.
Yeah, no,
you know
right.
what I mean.
Yeah.
I hope today isn't the day that I die randomly. And so
those are racist like, things to assume black people think. By the way,
and so
you're
you
privileged.
Know,
what can you do?
That, I was thinking it just.
I know what you mean. It's living
so,
in your world. Yeah.
And so if, I think if people had like when people have real relationships with people where they're like, hey man, this is what I'm dealing with. Do you know what I mean? I have a very vivid memory. You know, growing up in San Francisco, there were lots of gay people around. I was in elementary school. I came home. Somebody said faggot. I brought it home. I said it around the house. And my dad said, that word is a hurtful word against people that you care about. Here's a list of five gay people who are friends of our family.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I know what side I'm on.
And then he put a cock in his mouth and went back to
and then I went back to the pride parade. And so it was just like, it's that having relationships with those people sort of trump the
right.
I mean,
that's
even,
true. And it works in different ways too. That also works in a lot of ways because I did a thing on my show too where I was talking about black bosses.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of people who have problems with Trump, Obama, and call them all kinds of racist names of you
right,
white
yeah.
dudes. Because a lot of these dudes never had a black boss, and a lot of people think of a president as a boss. I don't, but a lot of people look at that like that's my boss.
Well, they don't like
so most
power,
people,
yeah.
most white people never had a black boss. And you went to college.
Yeah.
You probably never had a black boss in your life, ever. A black dude who's in charge of you, ever.
No, nope. I have.
Okay, where was it?
It was a grocery store.
Yeah.
What store?
And you were what, 14?
No, I was...
teen?
I worked my way through college.
So this was after college. And I mean, before college.
Hold on.
After college, you never had a black boss after college. I'm sure you didn't. If you went to college, you haven't. As a white dude, you just don't. And that's different from friends. This is something you don't get to pick.
I also work for Kamau Bell.
Well, Kamau Bell, but yeah. EPs with Chris Rock and then a bunch of white people.
Dude, I had nothing but black.
There you go.
I had nothing but black bosses. But I sold drugs.
Yeah, but you're different, though. Even that kind of thought, like even that kind of mentality is like weird for a white dude to surrender the power to a black dude.
Right.
Just because the whole country set up for you not to have a black boss.
Well, wait.
If you go to college as a white dude and do what you're supposed to do, but chances are you ain't gonna have a black dude.
Don't you think it depends? Let me ask you this, dude.
No matter what his education is,
there's a flip side of it because there's certain black people that white people not only like it, almost they crave that this person was like Morgan Freeman always plays God to white people in movies, or like Samuel Jackson, like okay, he could be Nick. Nobody was that mad about when you see the anger about comic book characters,
right?
Nick Fury, like, it was like, yeah, that makes sense. Nick Fury, like,
because he was the one that they.
We said it last week that if God forbid a cop shoots Morgan Freeman, that's what's going to turn this around. No, the lives do matter. You know? He was going to narrate my old age. But yeah, it's not a privilege not to mix. I mean, even
it's like this whole society is set up for us not to be mixing and knowing and having people in charge being in the different with other races.
But
it's
what's
like,
the
that's
percent
important.
You said? 85% don't have a black. That's
have
a
no black friends.
So what do they want? The white nationalists, like, don't you already have that? you have an 85% chance of not having to hang out with black people.
There are most places in the United States you can just live there and never have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're like, what are you?
There's no way in America you can go and be black and only come across black people. It ain't no way like that. Ain't no way in the world in its country like
there's
that.
Some places.
Right. No, it ain't.
Well, not when I was.
Not even in jail.
Jail.
Not when I. Well,
I wish that was true. That ain't true.
Listen, no, you don't. Not when I was there ruining it. Not but in once jail. I
nowhere.
Left,
nowhere.
As soon as I left, it went. Everyone, what happened?
And you either got a you got the cops,
dude,
no
one,
or it's white.
But
you got
no
teachers.
That's,
you're
you know
going.
What?
There's that's no like. There's no place you can go with a white neighborhood and you find five black cops there.
Right.
It ain't happening. Yeah. But you can go to an all black neighborhood and find all white cops there. It's weird.
Let me ask you this: do you think if you had all black cops in the neighborhood, do you think it would be worse or better?
Of what? Have what?
To have the neighborhood be all black. Do you think it would be?
I think it'd be equal. I think it'd be the same.
The exact same thing.
If they, you got the same fucking policies in order and in place, it's going to be the same shit.
My wife is from Albuquerque, and Albuquerque police is under control by the Department of Justice because they have an integrated police force. So there's no race aspect, but they still have one of the most murderous police departments in the country. They, you know, multiracial police force, multiracial victims.
Yeah,
they just kill people left and right because they're crazy.
Yeah, remember okay. Karis One had a song "Black Cop Money" years ago.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now follow up. Okay, follow up question. This is the last question. How much more police brutality would it be if you replace all of those white males with just black female cops? Burn you with an iron like Penny's mom.
I would say replace all the white male cops with transgender people and drag queens.
So
and
another
then
would
be, then there would be no police brutality.
That's true. Straight guys do freeze the fuck up when a chick with a dick. If there's a threat of some kind of dick trickery, you know what? That's a great fucking
that
idea.
That's hilarious.
Just transgender cop freeze like. Like, what are you?
and all it is like I need to know whether you're higher or lower than me in the social in the pecking order. Like I have to know.
What kind of fag are you?
We gotta wrap it up, yo. It's Race Wars. Thank you.
Check out.
You
want to
plug something? Yeah.
NatoGreen.com.
NatoGreen.com. Hotsome. You want to plug something?
Actually, next week we're starting a podcast, myself and Norm.
Okay.
From the Comedy Cellar.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, not a gnome. Sharati.
Yes,
black and
next
white.
Wednesday. Next Wednesday, 10:30, A&E, Black and White's premiering, 27th. And check it out.
K-Bar as always. Tommy.
Crass Mouths, we have Colby Keller, one of the biggest gay porn stars in the
country.
Yes,
I heard about that episode. It was great.
I gotta check
that out.
He's voting for Trump, and he likes the idea of killing cops.
Hey, I'm gonna headline the improv in, I think, in Melrose Improv, I think is the, whatever the one I go to in LA. I'm gonna be there August 18th.
Okay, that's it, Rich Wolf, we out. Later.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.